Hi, Elise. Obviously, from a personal point of view, fantastic innings, but disappointed with the result.
Yeah, definitely a little bit of a bummer there. I just thought, you know, we probably had a slightly slower start to our innings and then just lost the momentum at the back end there, particularly that second last set of 10. Gibson in particular bowled really well. So, I thought really good effort from our girls, but just... probably chasing a touch too many today.
Yeah, I mean, you and Sophie Devine seem to be batting really well together there, and you know, it was neck and neck for a really long time. And as you say, that penultimate set of five kind of took it away from you, really.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you can always kind of look back in retrospect at different parts of the game. You know, we probably again just bowled a couple of loose overs that cost us. Probably chasing the score just above par, and then that's penultimate set of 10. We'd kind of line that up for the short boundary and trying to get as many as we can off them to give us a chance in the final overs. But I thought Gibson in particular bowled really well. Soph and I just lost the momentum.
But in terms of your innings, must have been pleased with how you were hitting it out there.
I think it's hard to be too pleased when you don't get the results of the team. I certainly enjoyed the opportunity to bat at Lords. I think I feel incredibly fortunate to be playing in this competition. It's a great group of girls to play with as well. So for me, the biggest thing is just trying to get that win.
And finally, you couldn't quite get bragging rights with that LBW decision that went against you with Meg Lannan. Is there going to be a bit of a sort of bragging rights after the game when you meet up?
Oh no, definitely not. I think Meg and I are too old and jaded to care too much about that stuff. But she batted superbly. It's a bit of a testament to Meg's quality. Like, if she hasn't played a lot of cricket in the last little bit, she just comes out and times the ball and looks like a million bucks. So it was nice to play against her, and good to see her playing as well.
Great knock. You must still be looking for that win though for the Birmingham Phoenix after last season and now this season.
I think it's really crucial not to worry about last season. That's an entirely different competition. It's 12 months ago, but for us, I think we played reasonably well today. I thought we played really positively. There's lots of good things in there, but just some finesse around a couple of our overs, and then losing that momentum at the back end on the chase just cost us. But London played really well too.
And once you get a win, you can still get on a roll and get in the eliminator, even top the group with six wins, can't you?
That's certainly franchise cricket and short format cricket. It doesn't take a lot to shift the tide. I think we're really enjoying our cricket. There's been lots of positivity out there, and the brand that we're playing is great. As I said, we're just missing a couple of crucial moments of execution that's costing us.
And what does it compare playing in the WBBL and the 100?
They're different competitions, but they're both really great fun, and I think they're both so important in the landscape of English cricket in the summer here, and also back home in our summer. They've been great comps to continue to grow the game, and it's great fun to be a part of it.
Yeah, it's great to see all these Aussies over here.
There is a lot of Aussies in the women's comp this year. I think the other day with Superchargers and Trent, there were six Aussies on the field. So the schedule's worked out really well for us this season, and there was lots of excitement back home when we were training in the winter to get over here. So beautiful day today, so it makes it even better.
You've even brought the weather with you as well.
No, I haven't had too many bad days here since I've been here, so I'm not complaining one bit.
Well, best luck for the rest of the tournament.
Thank you.
Just one last question from me. It's actually to do with the World Cup. Don't know if you'll be able to answer it or not, but apparently there's quite a lot of unrest in Bangladesh at the moment, so some sort of security concerns. I don't know if you've had any conversations with Cricket Australia at all around that.
No, absolutely not.
It's about 100.
That's right, I'm having it. To be honest, I've probably watched way too much Netflix in the last little bit and haven't kept abreast of world politics, but like every other tour and competition that we play on, there's a huge canvassing of security and where we're travelling to, and there's lots of people that handle that, so I've got absolute faith in that, and I'm sure if we play over there, it'll be in safe conditions.
Great, cheers, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, thanks Ollie.